You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
The ninth commandment is in Exodus 20:16, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Di ba? Yung iba agad nakita ko yung nagmambambo, lalo na yung kanina, 1 o'clock. Yung ibang memorize nila yung, ano, yung Ten Commandments. Di ba? Thou shall not lie or do not lie. It's more than the lie. More than the lie. My prayer is that you go, as you go through scriptures also, if you memorize them, that's good. You have to get to the meat, yung context niya. Ano ba talaga yung context ng salita ng Diyos? And in ESV, this is how he said it. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's parang pag sinabi mo false witness, what comes into my mind usually is a courtroom. Di ba? Have you guys been to a courtroom? When I was growing up, I wanted to be a lawyer. Okay, I wanted to be a lawyer. Nag-ano ako doon, nag-i-enact ako doon, ano tawag doon? Umaarte ako sa room ko, na kunyari abogado ako. And the setting of this, the setting and the context of this is like in a courtroom, like in the judiciary, where there's like a judge, there's a plaintiff, there's a defense, and there's even jury. Sa atin walang jury, di ba? And yun yung kinalakihan ko. I used to read the Perry Mason books. I would watch Perry Mason movies. And then afterward, L.A. Law. Do you know L.A. Law? Di ba? L.A. Law? Oh, si Carol. Okay, mga kaedad ko. L.A. Law. Yung iba naman, ang alam nyo na ngayon is Suits. How many of you are watching Suits? Di ba? Oh, Suits, di ba? Everything about the legal system, I really love it. But one movie that really struck me most is A Few Good Men, where Tom Cruise was one of the lead stars, and also Jack Nicholson. In that court scene, it was very intense. He actually got a general on as a witness, which is pag titignan mo, that's impossible. Okay, that's like your insubordination labas mo dun, putting a general on the stand, and he did. When he did that, Tom Cruise was really pushing him for the general to tell the truth. He was really pushing him hard. Sabihin mo na yung totoo, what's the truth, what's the truth? Why don't you want to say the truth? And then Jack Nicholson blurted out, nawala yung pagka-poise ni Jack Nicholson, he said, because you cannot handle the truth. We cannot handle the truth. He kept on saying that, because you cannot handle the truth. Truth now, in our society, is very much suggestive. Do you know that? Parang suggestion na siya. Kaya nga, there's a need now why we need to go back to the ninth commandments and really talk about what it is. In our society now, because it's so blatant that we bear false witness to people, it's like ingrained in our society that we take it for granted. We do. In social media, ang bilis ngayon eh. Isang tweet lang, you malign somebody, wala na. Nasira mo na yung pagkatao, nasira mo na yung pamilya, pwedeng masira na lahat sa kanya. You can't even know. There are stories upon stories just in the social media, just for somebody being maligned, would even commit suicide. Nagpakamatay. Dahil nagpost ng something, video. It happens. And that's the society that we live in right now. That's the society that our children are growing into right now. Scary. Guys, scary. As I present to you the facts today, para abogado, no? Your honors, your distinguished honor. My goal is for us to see these things, that how do we become false witnesses? I'm not even going to ask who amongst you here are false witnesses. You know why? Bakit tatamaan tayo lahat? The mere fact na sabi mo, no, pastor, hindi ako ganon. Yun na yun. How do we become false? Why do we become false witnesses? And then lastly, how can we live out the ninth commandment? Which is the preaching for today. How to live it out. So first, how do we become false witness? Or maybe I should rephrase the question, are you a false witness? Are we being false witnesses? Lahat ho tayo dito tatamaan. Yun rin yung isang napaka gusto ko, I'm so happy with this 10th commandment is that no excuse. Tayo to eh. Tayo to. Lahat tayo tatamaan dito. In Deuteronomy 5:20, this is actually a parallel verse of Exodus 20:16. Said, "You shall not give false testimony, that is, lie, withhold, or manipulate the truth against your neighbor, any person." It even went as far as that. So makikita mo doon na it's not only about lying, it's not only about thou shall not lie, do not lie, but it's a big part of it. Big part of it. And there's others, di ba? Withhold or manipulate the truth. Sometimes even being deceitful. Ayaw mo magsinungaling, so gagawin mo, iikutin mo yung truth parang hindi ka magsinungaling. Nagagets niyo yun? Nagawa niyo na ba yun? O ako lang? Okay lang naman kung ako lang. Diba, parang gano'n yun eh. Wala na, dito na yung asawa ko. Napakaganda kong asawa. Di ba? Hindi ako nagsisinungaling. Tignan nyo naman. But there are times that I would tend to do that. Just to skirt around the idea that I would be lying, I would ask her a question. She was asking me something. I don't want to answer back. Because when I answer back, I would be untruthful. So I would ask questions in a way that she would forget the question. And then later on, I will be asking her the question. And then I would ask, what is the answer now? Diba? Difference with our life and court cases. In court cases, you tend to do that for the credibility of the witness. Or the credibility of the plaintiff. Credibility. But we're not after credibility. We're after the truth. We're after integrity. Credibility is different than integrity. Credibility means, if ma-prove mo lang na may hint na tama to, Attorney Danny Patron, okay ka na. But we're after integrity. We're after our lives. We're after, if we get to God at the gates of heaven and judgment comes, will we be allowed in or not? It's more than credibility. It's our integrity. This is one of the TV series that I really love, Lie to Me. How many of you know Lie to Me? Okay? In Lie to Me, tinuro niya dito. He's very sought after. Bakit? Kasi he studied all the different science of somebody who is lying. Okay? May facial expression, may signals. Di ba? Minsan daw, pag minsan, all of a sudden, gaganyan. Or hahawak ng tenga. Or biglang steady, tapos biglang gaganyan. Scratch sa likod. Di ba? Let's say, may, pag may tinanong ka, do you give tithes 10% regularly? Okay naman, Pastor. Okay naman, Pastor. Or, do you have a victory group? Okay, ka ba? Ay, meron. Actually, meron. Galing lang ako kanina eh. Di ba? Or pag tinanong mo na, di ba? Tinanong mo, how's my message? Did you attend 3 p.m.? How's my message? Okay naman. Di ba? Tapos, single, lalaki. O nga pala, bro, may ano ka, di ba? May girlfriend ka, di ba? Oh, kamusta naman kayo? How's your holiness and purity? May temptation ba kayo? Or, is there any way na nakapag-compromise na kayo? Pastor, hindi po. Wala po. Ginawa lahat eh, no? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Here, we tend to water it down and say that if I am not hurting somebody or if I am not hurting anyone, it's okay. No, it's not. You might not be hurting someone, but your heart hurting yourself, and definitely you're hurting your relationship with God. Falsehood, being untruthful, is something that God really abhors, something that God really, really hates, something that God, you know, yung kasuklam-suklam para sa ating Panginoon. In Proverbs 6:16-19 says, there are six things that the Lord hates. Seven that are abomination to Him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, feet that made haste to run to evil, a false witness who breeds out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. He hates it. He abhors it. It's something that's so detestable to Him. Kasuklam-suklam. in Revelation 21 verse 8 said, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. All of us would die. All of us would experience death. But then God is saying here, if we are liars, we would have a second death. We will be in a lake of fire and sulfur. God abhors and hates. God detests lying. Pastor Steve once said that the church, that the church is the pillar and foundation of truth. I almost thought that it was wrong how he said it. I was thinking that, wait. Truth is the pillar and foundation of church. But when he went on and explained it, he was not talking about an edifice. He was talking about you and I. If all of us were not here, punta kayo dito Monday, bukas. Sarado yung church, walang tao dito. This is not a church. This is what we just call an assembly hall. It's an assembly hall. What makes up this place to become a church is you and I. He was saying here that because of us, the foundation now is truth. Our lives put together are truthful lives. That's why it's important for us to live a life that is truthful. Because it equates to who the church is. So the church is the pillar of truth. Us, our lives, in society, our marriages, as parents, students in school, in our businesses, as we do business, as we be employers, all of us are part of a church. And if we don't hold dear to being truthful, if there's a hint, a doubt, that we want to be on the other side. Remember, God said that Satan is the father of lies. So pag nandun ka sa kabila, literally sinasabi mong, si Taning ang tatay ko. We are on shaky ground, church, because of this. Because of the lies being already ingrained in our society. Because we water down the truth, we are on shaky ground. But then again, the Lord is saying, all of us, we are set apart. That's why there is grace. That's why we can celebrate here the resurrection of Jesus, who gives us hope, who gives us grace. God gave us the 9th commandment so that we can live a truthful life. He gave it to us for a reason. It is for us to live out a truthful life. It's for us, it's for people outside to see that people here, di ba, hindi lang sila mababait. Honest sila. Gusto ko yung buhay nila. We are like reflections. We are like ambassadors of Jesus Christ. There are even times in your offices, kung anong gagawin mo sa office, in a situation that you have to compromise, if you didn't compromise, you are the closest representation of Jesus in your office. In your home, where not only our kids or as parents, our kids are looking at us, kung meron kayong kasambahay, if you treat them rightfully, if you pay them truly, if you, di ba, kailangan na nila ngayon ng SSS, tsaka SSS, PhilHealth and Pag-ibig. Di ba? Pag yun pinagkait natin sa kanila, sabi natin, hindi naman kailangan yan. Akong bahala sa'yo. Then, inday, diyan ka na lang muna. Punta lang muna ako sa church. Remember, when people, ano to, may hugot talaga ako dito. When people, you can't imagine how many text messages, Viber messages, or Facebook messages we get for prayers. And I feel so sad every time that when somebody sent me, tapos sobrang late na tsaka ako na pag-pray. Tapos tatanungin ko na lang is kamusta ka na? You know, I stop instantaneously pressing praying na. Why? Because if you're not actually praying naman agad or prayed or will pray, Huwag ka na lang sumagot. Di ba? Kasi you're being a false witness. Ganun ba yun? Ganun ho yun. 5 p.m. services natin, sometimes it's really up to the elevator. And some church members would even try to go in, cutting the queue, cutting the line. Ay, may kasama na ako sa loob. Sandali lang, andun na siya eh. Pagpasok. Nasaan yung kasama niyo po? Ay, wala pa pala siya. Mm-hmm. A victory group. You're late for a victory group. Sandali lang. Next na victory group leader. Nasaan ka na? Andito na ako na sa parking. Tama naman, no? Yung EDSA hindi gumagalaw, pero hindi yung parking. Madalas nga excuse natin traffic eh. Pero totoo naman, di ba? Palagi naman talaga may traffic. Ba't di natin agahan? We don't just hurt ourselves or our neighbor. We hurt God. You wanna hurt God? We can't do anything. We can't see if you're lying or not. We can't. No, we can't. But then again, God knows. God sees. In Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. God is simply saying, whatever that comes out from our mouth should be edifying the church. What comes out of our mouth should be building up the church. What comes out of our mouth should be encouraging that person to get closer to Jesus. What comes out of our mouth should be blessing and honor to that person or to other people. Do we do that? Why do we become false witnesses? Why? In Matthew 15 verse 18 it says, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. It goes back again to our heart. Baka yung natapos nyo yung buong series, Pastor, heart na naman. Yes. It goes back again to our heart. Of everything would point back at our heart. Remember, our heart is the factory of idols. Okay? Remember, the heart, a heart is a, alam mo yan, it, corruption stems from our heart. And whatever comes out, whatever goes to our mind, then to our mouth, then as words, then as things that you've said, would emanate from our hearts. That's why we always have to guard our hearts. That's why our hearts should be pure and holy, sanctified daily by the Word of God. Sana hindi yung verses na nakita nyo, pinicturan nyo pang Sunday lang. Kaya every day, His mercies are new every morning. That's why every day, pag pumasok yung mercy, may kasamang word ni God yun. That sanctifies us. That nourishes us. That makes our heart a bleed. Yung sinasabi kanina ni Pastor Alan, new heart. New heart. It's new, but we have to take care of it. Sanctify it with God's Word. What happens here in our hearts is that why? Why do we become false witnesses? Because of idolatry, plain and simple. Our heart is the biggest idol factory. And the idol, the best idol, sabi mo, Pastor, wala na yung ano ko. Yung tinapo ko na yung Virgin Mary, yung ano, hindi yung idol na sinasabi ko. Most often than not, that idol that remains in there is us. We are the idol, oneself. Tayo yung idol natin. Me, I, mine. It's ourselves. Because we want to gratify ourselves. We want us to be on top. Because of greed. Because gusto kong mauna. That's why, di ba? Okay lang yan. Tanggap naman ni Lord. No. If you put yourselves above anyone, any person or any individual, tinapakan mo sila, mananagot ka. Why? Because God has called us to be ministers of reconciliation. We are not to put down people. We are not to, alam mo yan, uungos ka, baska, ako, okay lang. No. Kasi Pilipino tayo, may crab mentality. No. Remember, the old is gone, the new has come. We are ministers of reconciliation, you and I. All of us here. When you became a Christian, when you gave your life to Jesus, you became a minister of reconciliation. All of us are ministers of reconciliation. If we don't do this, if we don't adhere to it, then we put people down. I remember one story, Pastor Greg Wark, who taught in Boots on the Ground. He had a ministry in the States against they were against women and child violence and trafficking. And in 1 year, they were making around $20 million. Okay, $20 million in the funds. Ano tawag doon? Contributions. People would give them. May nainggit na rival na NGO in the US. Kinasuhan sila. I forgot about what case was it. They were dragged to court. And because of that court case, even though nanalo sila Pastor Greg, they were innocent sila. They were not proven guilty. They're innocent in court. Because of what happened, because of somebody bearing false witness, now, even 100,000 pesos in 1 year, they cannot raise. Wala nangyari doon sa babae na kinasuhan sila. Sometimes even yung text nga natin, sometimes even Viber sa group natin, we send Viber messages to people about somebody. Be careful. Pag-pray natin si ano, bakit alam mo kasi, ganito yan eh, ganito nga ginawa niya sa ano. Bearing false witness. If you have something against a person, di ba the Bible said, approach him or her. If need be, get an elder of the church. Because we are ministers of reconciliation. We don't be false witnesses. It's about idolatry, greed, and then lack of faith with God. Truth should be the foundation of our relationship. All of our relationships, even in our homes, husband and wife, in your marriages, as parents, you have to be truthful. Hindi pwede, okay naman eh. Sa mga bata, hindi naman nila pa naiintindihan. Inosente pa naman sila eh. Saan ka pupunta? Diyan lang sa labas, anak. Anong gagawin mo? Punta lang ako diyan sa tindahan. May bibilin lang ako. Next day ka na dumating, layo naman ng tindahan. Kasi ayaw mo magpaalam kasi iiyak yung bata. Parents, we teach our children not to lie. But then sometimes, we lie to them. Then they get it. Nakalimutan nyo nalang pinagalitan natin sila, sinabihan natin sila, tinuruan natin sila ng good morals and manners. Why? Daddy and mommy are doing it, so I guess it's okay. Hello? They see us. When we model those kind of stuff, it's easy. Tayo minsan nagtuturo, anak, huwag kang ano, you have to be truthful, you cannot lie. That's the ninth commandment. Na-memorize mo ba yung commandment? O nga pala, mamaya, anak, pag tumawag si ano, sabihin mo, wala ako. There's no such thing as white lies. Everything is a lie. Pastor Steve said that, you know, oftentimes when you tend to be so engrossed in white lies, you tend to become colorblind. Magiging colorblind tayo. Are you living in a lie? Are we living in a lie? Are we saturated with lies? I remember one time, this happened when I wasn't a Christian. Yes, I was a Christian already. New, very new in faith. And sumali kami na isang small group, me and my wife. And those times, small group pa yung tawag eh. And those times, she would often catch me. And sabi niya, medyo awkward. And even my victory group leader, Edwin and Margot, would ask me what happened. There was always an awkward stillness when I share my testimony, my story. You know why? It's because, remember again, di pa ako pastor noon. I was just new as a Christian. With so many lies that I've said, it was really hard. I had to admit to them, it was really hard to actually find the truth. I was so engrossed with the lies that they became the truth. Kaya pag nagpo-pause ako, kasi iniisip ko, alin na nga ba yung tama? Nakalimutan ko na yung tama. It was that bad. It was so bad that there really was an awkward ting moment. Did that really happen? Looking at it now, it did not. Tapos magre-retract ako. Di pala nga nangyari yun, sorry. Sometimes, no white light. Bakit? Alam mo yung bakit, di ba? Pag may tulo. Small drops. Tak, tak, tak. But then again, if just that drop, just keep on going and going and going, guess what? Mapupuno rin yun eh. It will fill up the whole pail. It can fill up the whole pail. Whatever relationship it, whether it be in the office, in the home, truth should be the foundation of our relationships. Let's go to the how. How can we live out the ninth commandment? How? First, handle the truth correctly. That's why it's important for us to be sanctified by His Word daily. Okay? If somebody would address us, para alam na natin kaagad what's wrong and what's right. In 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as wholly approved. As one approved. A worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. That's all of us. This is not just for pastors. Sabi kasi ng iba, okay, pag ano yan, pag deacons, pastors yan, or victory group, no, all of us. Now that we know the truth, we should handle it properly. Okay, hindi siya handle with care. Sometimes yung Bible natin handle with care. Uy, bawal sulatan, bawal i-white out, bawal lagyan ng sticky notes, lahat bawal. Bakit? Kasi sacred yon. Hindi ho sacred yon. Magiging sacred lang yon pag yung word ni God nag-work, na pumasok sa heart mo, na-transform yung heart mo. Tapos nagbibigay ka na ng outpouring, yun naging sacred yun. The Bible is still a paper. The Bible is still written in ink. There's no such sacred thing here. It becomes sacred when we live out what it is written in the Bible. Tan-tan-tan-tan. Parang ganun, maganda pala may background. There, some people tend to say that it's holy, it's sacred, that you know, when we go to their houses, naka-house pa siya, may plastic pa siya. Bakit? Kasi naalikabukan. Pag hindi binabasa, naalikabukan. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify ourselves with God's word. Make it the final authority. Can I talk to the victory group leaders? When somebody approach you, somebody from your victory group and wants an advice and wants, di ba, may pinagdadaanan, kailangan ng advice. Don't use your experience. Do not use your experience. Do not use yung, alam mo, may kaso ako dati, may issue ako, ganito yung ginawa namin eh. No. Use God's word as the final authority. This book from cover to cover, Word of God from cover to cover would address any situation that we're going through. Use His Word. Point them back to the Bible. Point them back to God. Point them back to the grace of God. Point them back to why Jesus died and rose up again, that cross. Do not use your holy word. Next, speak the truth lovingly. I'm speaking the truth lovingly to all of us. This is out of love why we're doing this. I kid you not. My wife knows this. Ang hirap tapusin tong message na to. Minsan nakatunga nga lang ako dun. Kasi lahat naman tayo tatamaan eh. It's not whether tinamaan ka or hindi. Sana tinamaan ka, if not, kalos tayo. Pero ngayon tinamaan ka, alam mo na yung totoo, ano yung gagawin mo? Then we move on. God, Jesus, never came here to condemn us, but to show us love. Ephesians 4:14-15 says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about every wind of doctrine by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. Speak the word lovingly. Do it. Do not be deceitful. Do not exaggerate. Even exaggeration is part of being a false witness. Diba? Exaggeration. Ilan ba yung tao sa service kanina? Alam mo, 1,000. Pang 700 lang yung hole natin eh. 1,000. Sometimes we want to exaggerate. Sometimes it's because of overzealousness. Tama ba? But then if it's not the truth, it is a lie. Tama ba? If it's not the truth, it's a lie. Even exaggeration. Even trying to stretch it. We have to live truth consistently. We cannot be a double agent. In 1 John 1:6-7 says, if we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all our sin. Plain and simple, there's a line. And that line is for the light and the darkness. If you're in the light, you're for Jesus. If you're in the darkness, who is the father of the light? Satan. So ngayon, pili ka lang. There's no gray area. Pastor, I'm in the gray area. If you're in the gray area, you're color blind. Right? Simple. There's light and there's darkness. There's truth, there's lie. There's Jesus, there's Satan. Take a pick. Choose where you are. There's only one way. And the only way is Jesus. Remember, I love the song. This is our forever kids church theme song. One way, Jesus. You're the only one that I could live for. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We live by faith and not by sight of for you. We're living out for you. Are you here? There. You can never be nor here nor there. How can we live out the ninth commandment? Handle the truth correctly. Speak the truth lovingly. Live the truth consistently. Lastly, know the truth personally. As I wind down my case, your honors, what I've presented is not only factual with credibility, but your honors, what I have presented here is the truth in a person. There is a person. That's why Jesus came. He's not an object lesson. He's never just a symbol. But what he did on that cross, what he did after 3 days, he rose up, presents the case in itself. That there's only one truth. I know it's not easy. Yes, it's hard. But then again, because of our faith, the grace, our faith in the work, in the finished work of Jesus, we can now be victorious. The truth is in a person. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 10. And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. We were saved because of love. The love here is a relationship. The love here is a relational term. The love here, you can never love yourself. Ikaw lang, di ba? Pag ikaw nga sarili mo, you're still loving yourself. You love somebody. It's a relationship. And what God gave us through His Son, Jesus, is a relationship. It's a person. I remember, as I wind down, I remember the story of Pontius Pilate when he met Jesus, when he was about to be crucified. Yung nahuli na siya. I think it was in John 18. When Jesus was actually presented to Pontius Pilate asked him, Are you the king? Are you the Messiah? And Jesus bluntly answered, Yes, I am. I am the king. But more than being the king, what I come here to do is to bear witness to the truth and everyone who hears the truth and listens to my voice. That's what Jesus said. Everybody was astonished. Why? They were waiting for a Messiah. It was that time that they wanted to be liberated. And they were looking for a Savior. But then again, the Savior is saying here, I didn't just come here to save them, but I came here because of truth. To bear witness as the truth. To those who listens and hears my voice. Pontius Pilate now was adamant. He was angry. Sabi niya, what? What is the truth? He asked him in 18 verse 38, I think. What is the truth? Remember, Pontius Pilate is the executioner of the law. He knows the law. Basang-basa niya yung law. Pag na-judge yung isang tao, dadaan kay Pontius Pilate, execute kagad. Either papatayin, papalayain. So what he was asking here, what is this truth? He's simply saying, I know the book of the law and everything on it. What is this truth? People of Victory Green Hills, 3 p.m. service, I present to you the truth. In John 14, verse 6, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father. No one will be admitted to heaven. No one will be saved if not through Jesus Christ. Can I ask everybody to stand up? This is the verse I came across with when I was praying. When I was praying for the Lord to show me the truth. because of everything that I've said and done, I was really trying to find truth. Before I was a Christian, before I came to know God, before I surrendered myself to God, I bore false witness. I lied to my parents, then my wife, then my children, and then people in the office, my workmates, to all of them. Then I realized I got to stop. That's why this verse is very dear to me. When he said, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I never knew why I cannot find truth. I never knew that it is because I was chained down to falsehood. I never knew that, alam mo yun, nakakulong na pala ako. Never knew that I'm already a prisoner of all the falsehood, the lies that happened in my life. I praise God that it's in a person. Praise God that it's in a relationship. Praise God that that cross is not there to condemn me. But actually, that cross was to set me free. I want to pray for a group of people. First, I want to pray for those who were victimized by lies, victimized by falsehood. Alam mo yun, niyurakan yung pagkatao nyo. Yung ginawan kayo ng kwento, sinira kayo. Because you have to release forgiveness. Do not wait for that person to ask forgiveness from you. It might come. Good if it comes. But you gotta release forgiveness first. Because you know why? Because God forgave you. Because God gave Jesus to us. Now you have to release forgiveness. In Ephesians 4:31 and 32 said here, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Do not be hard on yourself. You may think that you're still a prisoner, but then God has set you free. Get up. Get up on your feet. Shackles are not there anymore. Release that forgiveness right now. Father, I pray, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters, Lord God. Lord, that they will not be held back by anything that was caused in the past. Rather, Lord God, thank you, Lord, that you've never condemned us. Lord, that it's not about us. It's all about you, your finished work on that cross. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would release forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for bitterness, Lord God, to be lifted up from our shoulder, from our hearts. And Lord, thank you. Thank you that indeed, Lord, all of this is possible because of you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would even cross that border because in faith, we can give forgiveness. We can even be vocal in saying, "I forgive you." We can even call them that they would see your goodness. They would see your beauty. They would see your majesty. They would know that even them, their love. Father, thank you, Lord God. Lord, as the cross is presented to us, thank you, Lord God, Lord, that we are made holy inside out. It's not just our appearance. But Father, I pray, Lord, that you would lift those burdens up in our hearts, Lord God. Lord, that we're not taking in any malice, any slander. Lord, that you are actually causing a shield around us to deflect it, Father. Lord, no weapon strained upon us would ever prosper, Lord God. No arrow strained against us, Lord God. It will fall at your feet. It will never even come across us. It would never even come at this as short distance in us. Because that's who you are. So Lord, I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, for Lord God. Lift all those burdens. Lay it at your feet. In Jesus' name. This is for us. as we wind down our series, as we wind down this awesome series that we have, may we be sanctified by truth always. In John 17, verse 17, it said, sanctify them in truth, because your word is truth. Lord, I even pray, Lord, for all of us in this room right now. Can I just ask everybody to raise your hands? Lord, that you would set a guard, like David said, set a guard, O Lord, over our mouths. Keep watch over the door of our lips. May anything, Lord God, that emanates, Lord God, from our hearts and pure is pure and holy. Lord, may we be agents, Lord God, of and be ministers, Lord God, of reconciliation. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would encourage people, that we would just be positive, but rather, Lord God, we would speak truth in love. We would show a balance of truth, of justice, but love, in love, Father. I pray, Lord God, Lord, that everything that it would animate from us, Lord, would inch people closer to you, Lord God. Lord, even I pray, Lord, that you would use us, Lord God, to be reconcilers. Lord God, you would cause us, Lord God, to stand in the gap, not just praying, but in actuality, Lord God, be there, Lord, to reconcile people. Lord, even pray right now, Lord, specifically for families, Lord, who are broken because of people being false testimony, false witnesses, Lord God. Lord, restore them right now in the name of Jesus. May your very blood, Lord God, even cover us, protect marriages, protect relationships between father and mother. Lord, protect relationships between employer and employees, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you all of this is possible because by grace and in our faith, Lord God, in you. Lord, may we present ourselves now as somebody, as worthy, Lord God, to be called as Christ followers. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.